Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, September 7th. Mm-hmm. When we come back, it's going to be September 11th. Let's see, how many years? 17 years already. Wow, that's a long time, huh?
17 years for what?
Since 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, and it's still...
I was in middle school.
We still talk about it.
I mean, people are going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
Yeah, because that started, I think it sort of like took away the innocence of America,
yeah,
and the way
so
that
too.
We live our lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, flying has changed. Everything has changed.
Well, I think flying needed to change, though, because they were just not doing the checks they are now. Like, TSA was not where it's at right now.
Right, but they didn't have a reason to, you know? But the thing is that... you know, other countries like Israel, for example, has always been doing this.
Right.
All the security and everything out of necessity. And now we have to, you know, and our lives have changed. And I think you didn't have to be a genius to know things would never be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it still blows my mind to see the videos of the plane into the building.
So eerie.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to imagine something like that. And, we'll talk more about it next week. I guess we should dedicate some time to that. So, weekend is coming. I don't have any big plans. I'm still trying to plan a trip, but you know what? It's like...
not that hard to plan a trip.
No, but it's hard to find time off. But I might have a little break.
If you own a business, you should be able to take time off whenever you want.
Right. It depends. It depends if you have...
Like, I know people that own businesses and they're like literally never there.
Right. Exactly. But you have to make like a lot of money so other people can work for you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And plus, it's not so much the money. I just love being here. I love being part of the station.
Yeah, but you could take a break.
Yeah, I know. But I need someone to fill in. So it's just too much work, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I might have... a break next month, which would be nice. So so you said you might go actually too, right? If I take off for a few days, it'll be...
We definitely want to go home in October.
Yeah,
like right before it gets too cold.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll go back for Christmas.
Yeah. Did you hear they're expecting a storm on the East Coast, like a hurricane and stuff?
A hurricane? Oh
yeah.
Well, not like in Boston.
Not in Boston, yeah. But on the East Coast. It just got me thinking.
Yeah.
And then Hawaii is expecting another one too.
Well, they didn't get one last time. So.
Yeah, that's true, right? But they did.
But it's
get
always good
things.
To get like that warning and be prepared, and then it not happen.
Yeah,
you know.
But it doesn't have to be a hurricane to be bad. I mean, don't forget that I canceled my trip because it was pouring rain.
Yeah,
there
like
and
when it rains in Hawaii, it rains.
Right.
It rained one day when I went there, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
And.
The bugs out there are crazy.
I was reading that Kauai also, there's a section there that gets the most rain in the world. Or
right.
You know?
Right.
So I didn't want to be there, man.
I would love to go back to Hawaii. It's definitely on my to-do list. But
yeah.
I want to go with like a boyfriend.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I wouldn't mind going with like my sister.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we'd still have fun. But
of course.
I definitely would rather...
Yeah, you can find a guy there. What the
hell,
you
like,
know?
Maybe someone else who's like on family vacation or something. I don't know.
Yeah, not on family vacation, but two guys or something, you know?
No, that would be questionable to me.
Why?
I'd be like, why are you in Hawaii with your guy friend?
Why not?
I think that would be
why
weird.
Why are you in Hawaii with your friend?
It's
you know?
Different for girls.
Why?
I'm sorry, I hate to say it. It's the truth.
No, but what if the guys go there to pick up women?
If it's like a group of like six dudes, maybe. If it's just two dudes, nah, I'm fucking with you.
No, I don't think so at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no.
I would easily go with a friend there and we'd pick up chicks. What does it have to do with
anything?
I don't
know. I just... Like, no, like Hawaii is very like romantic.
Yeah, it depends. It's also adventurous and stuff. You
yeah,
know?
I guess.
And it's also for families. So it depends where you go. You know, I mean,
I would probably go to the most basic place ever, Honolulu. Yeah. I went to Waikiki before.
Party, yeah. So you need to be
I want
to
be with the tourists.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with people that like live in Hawaii. I want to be with people that are visiting.
No, but you can be with tourists on islands that are not as busy.
Yeah.
But
I stayed at Waikiki.
It's like a party town. Yeah, Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was pretty touristy.
Yeah. I mean, that is really the beach of Honolulu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's all it is. But, yeah, it's beautiful. It's still fun to go. That's why when I go to Hawaii, sometimes I try to stop there for a few days and then a few days like in a more wild area.
Right.
More or less people. So, yeah, so Hawaii trips can be nice. It just depends. But you know what? Even on that island where Waikiki is, on Oahu, there's definitely a lot of nature and stuff too. So
right.
It's not like you're missing out
mm-hmm.
on anything. But, yeah.
We didn't get to stay at a resort, though, when I filmed. So,
yeah.
Kind of took away from, like, that whole experience.
Yeah.
So, I got to redo it.
Yeah. Do a resort for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Hawaii still in the plans. We'll see how that works out. You know. I'm just thinking, you know, it's like you go on a vacation like that. It's a good $5,000 or something for two people.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, and that's if you get everything included, right? Or no?
No, but, you know, I mean, still.
That's a lot.
Let's see. No, it's probably more than that, but let's say we'll be conservative and say $5,000.
Right.
Right? For a decent hotel and stuff.
Right.
For, let's say 5, 6 days, 7 days. And, yeah, so you go, you spend a few days, and then you have to worry about paying off the fucking trip, you know? So I don't know if it's worth it, really. But
you only live once, so yeah, it's worth it.
That's true. You only live once.
You can't be like stressing money your whole life.
No,
that's when you don't live.
Yeah, but money stresses you out whether you like it or not.
I know, but it's still at the end of the day, it's like that shouldn't be a reason not to go on a trip.
Mm.
Who cares?
How the fuck are you going to pay for it?
You charge it on a credit card.
Yeah, and who pays that? Nobody?
You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay it all at once. You pay it monthly.
That's why you got to go with a guy. So you don't have to worry about any of that.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that option. You do.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. Hopefully my guy can just like pay it up front.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of guy you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not easy. Not easy surviving these days, man. It's very expensive, you know?
Yeah. I was talking to my sister about that this morning. Like, she went food shopping. When she barely got anything, it was like $2.90.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, you go to the grocery store, you get like literally 7 items. It's like almost $300.
Yeah. Fuck.
Especially if you're like getting meat, forget it. If it's meat week and you ran out of all your other meat, forget it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of expensive shit in the store, you know? I mean, anything that's packaged pretty much is expensive, you know?
Right. I mean, you can get deals on like pasta. Like you can get buy 3 for $5 or something like that. Or pasta sauce is really expensive. Like if you get like the really spicy ones, they're like $10 a jar.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
How big a jar is that?
It's like a normal size jar.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like $10 for pasta sauce.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I know, I can't believe it either.
But the sauce is really good. I mean, it's worth every delicious bite of it, but still, $10.
Yeah.
$5 I get. $10, that's a reach.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of things are very expensive. They've gotten very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so, you know, you go in the store, you leave with $200.
Yeah.
Just for basic things.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And even if you're going to just get stuff for like 1 or 2 meals, it's still going to be like $80.
Yeah.
I went last weekend to just get vegetables and it was like $65.
Really? Just
vegetables? I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I got mushrooms, broccoli.
Yeah.
And it was like $65.
Wow.
I did get a bottle of wine, but the bottle of wine was only $12.
Was that like Whole Foods or something?
No,
Trader
Ralph's.
Jones? Yeah?
Ralph's.
Yeah. You see, at Ralph's you get like good deals and then you go to the other aisle and it's full price.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they trick you.
Yeah.
I think Ralph's is just
kind
of like
the same.
Yeah, they try to get
not
people
just
to come.
Ralph's, all of them.
Yeah. I feel like Trader Joe's doesn't have any deals.
No.
No. Like everything is just like Trader Joe's prices.
Right, yeah. They don't have to compete with anyone.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Wow. There's a headline here. Woman calls her son, I hit your father with a baseball bat and he's dead. How would you like to get a phone call like that?
I don't know how I'd respond to that.
Yeah, honest, right?
I'd like, be like, oh, I'll call you right back, Mom. And then I call 911.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine being in a relationship where you hate the person so much that you are thinking about murder?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand why people just don't exit. Exit stage left.
Right.
If you're not happy and she's not happy, why are you guys together?
Right. But people don't think like that because they're fucked up. You know?
I know. But like, if you know you're fucked up, don't be in a relationship.
But who knows they're fucked up?
I feel like people know that they're fucked up. I know. I got certain issues.
No, I know. But you're not necessarily fucked up like that.
No, definitely not. But I'm saying I know my issues are like I fly off the handle. Like I don't really think sometimes before I speak. Like I can pinpoint that about myself. So yeah. I can probably pinpoint. I think that people that are killers and shit can probably pinpoint that they're killers. Right? Especially if they're serial killers. Like,
right. But they justify what they do. It's not like they feel they're fucked up, I don't think. You know?
I don't know. The brain and the mentality is such a weird concept to wrap your head around.
Right. But I don't think it's often that people do things that they don't want to do or don't believe in or things like that. You know? So I think they seem to think it's the right thing to do when they do those things. So that's terrible.
So I watched Peter Rabbit last night.
Oh, really?
I thought it was so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was so good.
Ah, I totally
That's when they mix like animation with the actual people acting.
Right, live action, right.
I thought it was so good.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Anyone who hasn't seen it, I recommend you watch it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I got to see it.
Mm-hmm. And I always scrolled past it on Netflix and I was like, nah, I'm not in the mood. But for some reason, I went on Netflix and it was like the first option. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
And I watched it. I don't regret it at all.
And Jessica's voice is Kathleen Turner, right? Do you know who she is? You probably don't know who she is. Because right now she looks like she hit a truck.
Whose voice?
Kathleen Turner.
No, but who was she playing? One of those
Jessica.
Sisters?
Jessica. Isn't that?
No.
The main character, that sultry
This is
character.
Called Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Peter Rabbit's a boy, hence Peter Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit's in a cartoon from like 15 fucking years ago.
Right.
Dude.
Okay, I thought that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my.
Oh, what the f- Peter what Rabbit?
Yes.
Oh.
Peter Rabbit is definitely a boy.
Yeah.
And it's played by James Corden, the talk show host.
Uh-huh.
And there's definitely no Jessica Rabbit in this movie whatsoever. What's that movie is
that
like
movie?
Literally 25 years old.
What's that movie called?
That movie's called, oh my God, it's going to kill me. I know what movie you're talking about. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That movie's literally 20 years old, though. You know that, right?
Yeah. It's something rabbit, right?
I don't think the movie is called...
It's more than 20 years old, I think.
I think it might be 30 years old. Probably. Even like the animation of that movie is trash.
Well, no, not really, but it's a 2D animation, like a Disney style, you know?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, Roger.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That came out.
Peter Rabbit. Okay. Well.
That came out in 1988, the year I was born.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's 30 years old.
30 years.
That's crazy. Which is funny because I watched it when I was a kid. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't assume that it was like made like 15 years ago when I was like watching it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen that one. But so Peter Rabbit is what? Also like a mix of live action?
Yeah, but it's not like that animation.
Right.
This is like, it literally looks like the rabbits are in real life.
Really?
Yeah, like it, when they
like realistic 3D animation.
Yeah, and then when they're picking up the rabbits and stuff, it literally looks like they're picking up a rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's legit. I don't know how they do it, but it's so good.
Yeah, well, it's animation.
It's funny. It's like a comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you cry at a couple points. Well, I did, but I cry at everything, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I started watching The Manchurian Candidate. Have you seen that one? With
Never got
Denzel?
Into it. I love him, but I just could not get into that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, once you start seeing that they experiment on them and shit, it's pretty...
It just wasn't my type of movie.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Love him, not my type of movie.
What's your type of movie? I mean, you like...
It ranges,
You
yeah.
like violence. I mean, you like
John Wick.
John Wick. And,
yeah.
And The Equalizer and all that, right?
I still need to see the second one, but... Yeah, I want to see that new movie that came out with Jennifer Garner. Oh, God. Hold on a second. It starts with a P. You haven't seen commercials?
Anything. No.
You haven't seen commercials for it, though?
No.
It came out today.
Really?
The Nun came out last night.
Yeah, and?
I bet it did so good.
So you're not going to see it or what?
No, I'm actually going to go see it, but not by myself.
Yeah.
Peppermint. Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
So basically, it's her family gets murdered right in front of her, and like there's corrupt cops and corrupt judges, so the killers get off, and then she disappears, and she comes back, and she just murders everybody.
Oh my god.
Obviously it's gonna have a sad ending.
Yeah,
like you can't get away with murder.
I know, but you know, many of these stories sound the same.
Yeah,
you know?
But she's they such a badass sexy bitch.
Yeah,
so I'll watch her
like
kill
they
people.
Kill your family and then revenge, you
yeah
know?
Yeah,
yeah, because I think it's a strong emotion, that need for revenge, you know.
But like, if you think about it, there are so many movies with that storyline, like even right. Death Wish that came out like a year ago with Bruce Willis, same right. concept, family yeah. gets murdered, yeah. then he just kills people in right. revenge.
Death Wish wasn't with Bruce Willis. No,
Death Wish
wasn't it Jason Statham or something.
Mm-mm. Bruce no? Willis,
really,
he looks so old in that movie.
I know, he's getting pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I remember him? I used to enjoy watching him was on a
Die
TV
Hard?
Show called Moonlighting.
No clue.
With Cybill Shepherd.
Sounds very old. Burt Reynolds passed away.
Yeah.
He wasn't really of my time, but like I know of him, obviously.
Right. No, he was definitely before your time. I mean, when I was a kid, he did that spread, I think, for Playgirl or something.
Yeah, and he was naked.
Naked.
Everyone was uploading that yesterday.
Right.
He basically gave men the right to have hairy chests.
Right. He's pretty hairy, too, in that picture, you know?
How old was he?
I don't know. He must have been in his early 30s or something. I don't know.
No, I mean when he died.
Oh, 82.
Okay, so he lived a pretty good life.
He lived a good life.
Yeah, I feel like if you make it to 80, that's a good...
Yeah.
That's a good life.
Exactly, you know?
I don't know if even 80-year-olds are even prepared for death, though.
Well, that depends if you're sick or not sick.
No, I mean just like mentally.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? We have a pink lady here. She's 86, and she talks about it. And I'm thinking, God, look, it's not like they can say I have 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
They're like, I could fucking croak any moment.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty scary, but...
That's why you gotta live every day like it's the last. That's why you just booked that trip to Hawaii and you don't think about it twice.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you watch any of the Burt Reynolds movies?
No.
The more recent ones, like Boogie Nights? You never seen Boogie
no.
Nights?
No. That's with John Travolta, right?
No. No. You're talking about Saturday Night Fever.
Okay, yeah.
No, Boogie Nights was about the porn industry.
Nope, never
and,
saw it. What's another new
Mark
one?
Mark Wahlberg, he had like a prosthetic dick or something because he was portraying...
I love Mark Wahlberg.
John Holmes, who had like a huge monster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they put a prosthetic dick on him for Boogie Nights.
I love him.
But apparently Burt Reynolds turned down the role 7 times. And his agent insisted, and then after the movie, he fired his agent because he sort of talked him into it. He was unhappy with the movie. He played like a pornographer, you know, somebody who puts things together.
What I'm saying. If you don't want to do something, just say no. Your agent doesn't have a gun to your head.
Right.
But I'm sure he made millions of dollars off that movie.
I'm sure.
So
and
shut
people
the fuck
loved
up.
It, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up and stop complaining.
Exactly.
If they asked you 7 times, you should be, like, honored.
Yeah.
You got the, he used to have the pornography look, so just shut up. He posed for Playgirl, like, stop it.
You know, he looked pretty bad, though, in his recent years, you know. I mean, he looked very old.
What's like
sick.
Some newer movies that he was in?
Good question. I don't know. Have you ever seen Smokey and the Bandit? Like,
no.
That's very old.
Yeah,
that's from the
70s. And that doesn't sound like a movie I would watch anyway. Sounds like it's about a band, no?
No, not at all. They were like, there was a cop and he was like a... and the cops were chasing him all the time.
Nope.
Like that. He was like a
never saw
wild
it.
Driver. I have to admit I've never seen it, but I know what it's about, you know. But yeah, I guess he hasn't done anything recent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's known for Smoking the Bandit, also for Deliverance, which was a shocking movie at the time because it was a story of 4 guys taking a trip in the forest. Then they get held up by these 2 hillbillies. Who fuck him in the ass.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's
how shocking it
was. Like,
yeah. So that's what he raped him, you know? And because those 2 hillbillies.
How many dudes was he with?
3. But
so how are you going to let two hillbillies take you over?
Because they had guns. The hillbillies had guns.
I don't get you're didn't. Shooting me in the head before you fuck me in the ass.
Well,
period.
But it's not like, yeah, I mean, but I think they tied him up and shit. You
oh
know,
my
or,
God. Yeah, I don't yeah, think that's or, a movie yeah, I would shoot watch. Me. Yeah,
no, it's heavy. It's heavy shit.
I think rape scenes in movies are really, they're really tough. Like there's a movie called Last House on the Left. It's like a horror, like I wouldn't say a horror film because it's not like any ghosts are popping up, but I'd say it's a thriller.
Right.
And, like this family has this lake house and their daughter like goes to a hotel with a stranger and her friend. Mistake number one, you don't go to a hotel with a stranger you met at the gas station. Like, yeah. Are you a fucking...
Only in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that would happen in real life because some women are not the smartest when it comes to this shit.
Right.
And then her family comes and they end up taking the girls to the woods and they were going to kill them. Mm-hmm. And the rape scenes in that movie are so vile. He fucks her in the ass in that movie.
Really?
She's a virgin. She's like 14 or 15.
Wow.
Fucks her in the ass.
I
and
know,
then her
like
dad.
You can't unsee that shit, huh?
Yeah, and she's like a swimmer. So she ends up escaping and swimming all the way back to her house. So her dad finds her on the porch. And her parents like start freaking out because they obviously know she's been raped. She's like bleeding from the butthole.
Wow.
But the people that tried to rape them, their car broke down and they were staying at the parents' lake house.
Really?
And then the dad finds out and the movie is about like the dad like fucking their shit up.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you would hope any dad would, yeah, but yeah. The murders in that movie are, they're deserved.
Yeah.
But that movie's good. I've seen it like 3 times.
Really? Yeah. 3 times?
Mm-hmm. The girl, the main actor, the girl that got raped in it, she's actually from Disney. That was like her first non-Disney role. I haven't seen her in a movie since, though.
Yeah. No, I know. I try to stay away from movies like that. It leaves
I mean, it's
a scar.
Tough. Yeah, it's tough.
It leaves a scar, you know?
I don't know what I would... I always wonder that. Like, after I watched Law & Order SVU and stuff, like, I don't know what type of person I would be after I got raped.
Yeah.
I feel like that if I got raped, they'd have to kill me after. Because I'd be dead anyway. Mm. Like, I'd just be like a shell
yeah,
of a human being.
It kills your soul.
Yeah.
It really does. And imagine what it does to younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't even know what the hell's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Or
know?
Like if you're just walking like down the street and you just left the gym, like it's, and someone just like hooks you up in a corner and like
right.
sleeps with you with no condom on and then runs away. Like, can you yeah. imagine that happening? So horrifying. But that's like big cities like New York City and stuff. And like nobody has cars and everybody walks everywhere. It's like such a dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Environment.
Right?
Like, especially for women. Cause like, even yeah. even if you know karate kicks and like kung fu, a man is still like what 100 pounds heavier than you?
Not necessarily, but still, I mean, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. It mm-hmm. would be harder, you know.
Yeah.
It's harder to fight off a man.
I'd go with pepper spray woman. And box knives everywhere.
Yeah.
If I lived in New York City, my ex boyfriend tried to call me the other day and tell me to move to New York City to be with him. I'm
really?
Like, no.
Yeah. Not in this lifetime.
Not in this fucking lifetime. Then he gets upset with me because like I'm trying to be his friend because we get along really well. But I just, right. this sexual attraction is not there for me anymore. Like you had an opportunity to be with me. That opportunity has been gone for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
So anytime we're talking, like towards the end of the conversation, you're like, well, show me your tits. I'm like, no, I don't understand how many times I have to. He thinks I'm lying, like I'm joking,
really?
Like as if I'm playing a game. Like, no, we're gonna fuck again. I'm like, no, we're not. He's like, can you give me a baby? I go, you're not legal in this country, okay? Number two, you would never be able to buy a house, buy a car, buy nothing.
Yeah.
How are you gonna make my life better?
Yeah.
You're not. So just shut the fuck up and be my friend and don't ask me about my tits.
Well, but
again.
You'd marry him and then he'd be American and then he could do all
and he
stuff.
Still wouldn't be able to take care of me or definitely not a kid.
Why?
I want a man, like at this point in my life, like I just want somebody who's going to be able to take care of me and my kid.
Right. Yeah, that's a natural thing.
Because I feel like every man is a disappointment. So if you're going to disappoint me, at least take care of me and your offspring.
Mm. That's a pretty cynical view.
I know. But it's the truth.
No, it's not.
It is.
There's really great men out there.
Yeah, there's really great men, but every great man fucks up every once in a while.
Well,
at some point in life.
Up.
Yeah, at some
okay,
point in
so
life.
Everybody fucks up.
Unless I meet a guy that's like 45 and he's really done fucking.
How many guys are like that, you know?
That's what I'm... You just answered the question. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. But it's not that they're fucked up, you know?
Yeah, but they're going to fuck up. Because you just said yourself, how many men are like that? Exactly.
Oh,
so
you meant
all...
to fuck up as far as fucking someone?
Yeah, like cheating.
Like cheating.
Yeah. Ah. What did you think I meant?
I just meant people that can't provide and shit.
I'm saying every man is probably going to fuck up. Cheat at one point in a relationship. And if someone's going to cheat on me, you're at least going to be able
to. But it's not every man. That's not true. I mean, I've never cheated. And from what I know, some of my friends, I know for sure, have never cheated.
I've never cheated, but I've always been cheated on.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have such a view about men.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've been cheated on by every single guy I've ever talked to.
Right.
Except for one guy. I was like his mistress.
Yeah. You're like jaded, you know? I mean, my son is like that too. Because you guys are fucking too many people.
I was like, hold on a second.
In general.
Hold on a second there. Settle down.
Right. No, but I mean, but you've had sex with someone you've only seen a few times, right?
Yeah. Like the Middle Eastern guy owns the restaurants. I've only had sex with him like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
That's it. That's not a lot at all.
No, but you also had sex with somebody else too, right?
Yeah, the one night stand.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not like, that's a one night stand. That's right. I wouldn't consider that somebody I was like dating.
Yeah, but that would be cheating. If you were in a relationship.
Oh, I would not be having a one night stand if I was cheating.
I understand.
I'm super loyal.
Yeah.
I'm loyal like after one date. Yeah. That's why guys are like, this bitch is nuts.
You fall in love after you get a taste.
You make me laugh or show me a good time one time. I'm yours till you fuck up. That's literally all it takes. Oh, God. You just got to impress me like one or two times and I'm literally yours until you fuck up.
Yeah.
Then when you fuck up, I'm like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
Now I just don't have the patience. Like if you don't.
Who wants that?
What?
To deal with people that cheat on them.
Oh, I know. It's awful.
Yeah.
And then they come home and like want to get into bed with you. Like you just didn't fuck somebody 5 hours ago. Like I didn't just catch you cheating. I don't know. I don't know how my mom did it. I don't know how she got back with my dad.
Yeah. Did she ever catch him? Or
Oh, like in the act?
Yeah.
No. Just the aftermath of it all.
Good.
Yeah.
That would be devastating.
Yeah, no. And I mean, if she did, she never told us about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, even at that, like we were kids when the first incident happened. But now that we're adults, she said there was an incident before that one. That was the only one that we can remember because it was a big deal. Like it was a big ordeal.
So this is nothing new for him. He's always done this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'll say it now. Like I've always been a cheater.
That's sad, man. I mean, what the fuck do you think of your parents when they're like that? You know?
I mean, if this was when I was younger, I probably would have hated my dad. Now that I'm older, it's like I'm too deep into the relationship to hold any type of grudge. It's just like, don't fuck with my mom's head anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I hear you. You know, you don't want to have to watch that shit.
Yeah. I mean, and it just sucks because he looks really young, my dad. Yeah. And my mom looks 60. So it's like, it's going to be easy for you, dad, to jump back into the dating pool with whoever you want because you look like you're 41. Mom looks like she's 60.
Mm.
I feel like that's going to be difficult unless she finds a guy that's I don't know. I don't know how that whole thing works, but I think it's just going to be harder for my mom to date.
Yeah. Yeah.
She tried going on a date
with
someone she met on Match, and after like 2 dates, he was like, I'm in love with you, and she cut him off and blocked his number.
Really? Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, he definitely sounds like a killer.
Yeah.
After 2 coffee dates, not even like real dates.
Yeah. That's pretty bad, man. That sucks.
I've never told anybody I love them after like a first or second date.
Yeah, that's too soon.
No. I could definitely love someone after like 5, though.
Yeah.
Like, it does not take me long. As long as I see, like, what I could possibly love in you for the rest of my life, I'm hook, line, and sinker. Like, I would say, like, the Russian guy that I dated, the hockey player, I would say after date, like, 3, I was in. I was definitely like, I love this guy.
Really?
110%.
Oh, God. I don't know why you do this to yourself, you know, because it's just... you just experience more disappointment and pain.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because he knew it too. He's like, I know you love me. And I was like, no, I don't. He's like, you do. I was like, no, but he was right. I did. He's like, I'm going to hurt you. And I was like, no, you're not. He's like, yes, I am. And he was like pretty honest about it.
Yeah.
But women like me don't listen to the honesty. We just fucking straight ignore it.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I can't hear you. Nope. Didn't hear anything you just said.
Right. Just come to me.
Yeah. Let's start over. start from the beginning when you actually liked me just as much as I liked you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Stay away from those celebrities or athletes or whatever, man, because they're all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
When a man has it thrown at him, very few will say no, especially if they're single.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't really know much about him in that department, but from look-wise, I can imagine he can walk into a room and get anybody he wants. Mm. So I'm sure he had no problems in the department of women. But he seemed like the pretty loyal type. Like, I feel like if he got found someone and settled down, he wouldn't cheat. He didn't seem like the cheating type to me. Mm. I was just a little too much for him. He was like, this bitch is crazy. And I was like, I am, but I'm crazy about you.
Yeah. You better get that right.
See, that's what I don't understand. It's like men don't want a woman who's cheating or fucking around behind their back, but they don't want a woman who's all about them either. It scares them.
Well, you're talking about different people. Some people may not be like that. You're just looking at men in general and you're saying, well, one man is this, one man is that.
Yeah.
I don't think many of them are like this, you know, the same person.
Yeah.
Those two different things. But maybe some are.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure some are. It's like what's good for me is not good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yep. You just got to find someone like who's on the exact same wavelength as you.
Yeah.
But I don't.
And it's hard.
Yeah, and it's hard. But I also don't think people should date someone that's exactly like them.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it depends. I mean, like them in
both ways.
Don't
you think
ways.
Life would be boring?
Well, not necessarily, because it depends on how they're like.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I don't know what you mean by
that. I always
that.
Wanted someone who was so different from me, but we count, like, our counterparts were so right that we interlock, like yin yang.
So who would be opposite of you? Someone without tattoos, without piercings?
Oh, never.
Well, that's somebody different.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, personality-wise. Like, I don't want someone who, like, wants to do the same exact thing as I do every day. I need somebody to be like, no, we're doing this instead.
Right. You okay, know? Well, that makes sense.
But, like, look-wise, like, tattoos, like, if we like the same shit. Like, I would hope I obviously need to go with a guy who doesn't mind tattoos because I'm covered. Right. You know? And I need his family not to give a fuck either.
Yeah.
I need someone whose family is definitely down with the 2008 modern generation.
Do you think, like, still in these times, although what I think is, like, look, everybody's getting tattoos now who's young.
Right.
So within a generation or so, nobody's going to care because even the hiring people are going to have tattoos.
Yeah.
But do you think today still some people may not get a job?
Absolutely.
Because of tattoos and piercings?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, maybe that's why my son is not finding a job.
Yeah, that might be why I'm not finding one either.
He's got fucking gauges in his ears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might not work out for him.
And a sleeve on his arm.
Yeah.
But I don't
the
know.
Sleeve is fine. The gauges, no.
Right?
Yeah. I think people look at that. And plus, what happens to your ears when you take those out?
It's terrible.
Like, they just hang?
Yeah.
And then you have to get, like, plastic surgery to close it back
up,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What a waste of time.
And what a waste of anything.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck.
Like, those... You need to tell your son that that went out in, like, 2000. Like, people do not do gauges anymore.
Really?
Like, I have not seen a person with gauges since, like, 2000.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'll tell him. Lose the fucking gauges.
Yeah, those are out. He can get rid of those.
Yeah.
And I'm for the cause of doing whatever the fuck you want, but those are definitely out. And whoever has gauges that are listening... Get with the times.
Yeah, I really don't know what he's going
to
do with his ears. Maybe
he's
that's why he's
surgery.
Doing it. He's stuck with it.
Are they big gauges or small gauges? Like, small gauges are fine.
No,
it's the
size
big...
of a quarter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a quarter, but between a quarter and a nickel or
that's
something.
Still kind of big. But no,
it is. I mean,
nickel size not that
it.
Bad.
You can fucking see through it.
Yeah. Can you stick, like, a finger through it?
I don't know. Probably a pinky or something.
Okay, so his gauges aren't that big.
They're not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, when you say gauges, I'm picturing, like, the gauges where they walk by, and I'm like, ugh.
No, no.
It's, like, almost hard to look at.
Yeah.
When people have gauges.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
I'll show you a picture of him, but, yeah, you tell me, because I don't know if it's good or bad, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, because the small gauges aren't that bad.
Right.
If you're describing it like only a pinky can fit through, I think he might be fine.
I hope so.
I mean, gauges are still definitely out. Like, he'd be fine if he took them out and never wore them again. But
right.
At least they're not the huge ones where you can fit like a whole fist through them.
I know. Hold on, I think this picture you'll be able to see.
Ooh, excuse me, people.
You can kind of see it, but yeah, it definitely makes his lobe bigger.
Let me see.
Yeah, I had to zoom it in. Kind of hard to see, right?
I mean, those are big. That's a big gauge,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not small. It's not the size of a dime.
Yeah. Is he emo?
No, not at all. No, look at him here. He's very handsome. You know, when you look at him. You know.
I mean, his sleeve is cool.
Yeah, his sleeve is cool, but he's not emo by any
Does he have any other piercings? Does he have, like, his tongue pierced?
No.
Thank God.
Just his ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to have my tongue pierced. Oh, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking when I did
that. I know,
that.
That's too much, right?
That's too much. It looks so trashy.
Yeah. And I don't know how he got away with doing these things.
And the tongue piercing is the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I can imagine.
It was horrible.
Really?
Horrible.
And the nipples wasn't
Tongue
painful?
Was worse.
Really?
Tongue was way worse.
Wow.
And I think I just did it because my parents told me not to. I was like, oh, really?
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I went and got it.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat for like 2 weeks.
What about down there? Would you ever pierce there at all? No, huh?
Nope. No interest.
It's crazy.
I'm 30 years old. I'm not piercing my pussy.
Yeah.
Like, no.
What does it have to do with age, though?
I'm just like, that's like when you're like a porn star, young and flirty, and like you're like, hey, look at my pussy piercing. Well, I'm not going to be saying that when I'm 30 years old, just like.
But some people could say that about the nipples, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, people talk shit to me about my nipples all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason, I mean, first of all, I can't imagine my nipples without piercings in them now.
Wow.
Yeah, like I can't even remember a time before I had my nipple piercings. They just make your tits look great.
Do they?
Yeah, it's really painful, but I recommend every chick getting them.
How does it make it look great? What, like through the cloth or something?
No, I'm saying naked.
Oh, naked.
Yeah, I love the way my boobs look with my nipple piercings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just can't picture my boobs without piercings in them.
Yeah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does your sister do the same?
Yeah, she got it first.
Really?
And I feel like anytime Gabby does something, I have to do it
too. Yeah, right?
So I'm like, fuck! So we went, and she's like, I'll go first, which is funny because when it comes to tattoos, I always go first and she bails.
Yeah.
Like this tattoo on my shoulder, we are both supposed to get chaos and destruction because I'm chaos. And then she's got to come destruct the mess because I'm always like starting shit.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'll go first. This is like the only tattoo in my life I just sat through. I didn't flinch. It didn't hurt. Nothing. And she's like, nope, nope, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? So now everyone's like, what does it mean? I got to explain that whole story.
Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to get it with my twin. But my twin pussied out. So she got her nipples pierced first. And I was like, damn it. Because I know if I don't do it at this very moment, I'm never going to do it. So I was actually there with her and my ex-boyfriend, the Irish guy that keeps telling me to move to New York.
Uh-huh.
And they said I went as white as a ghost. Because the first nipple hurt, but the second nipple is fucking horrid. It's like a nightmare. I almost vomited. It was so painful.
I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And it's painful for like a week.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
So it's worth it for you to go through that in order to.
Yeah. I mean, tattoos are painful, but like I would never not have tattoos. Like I'm really considering doing my whole arm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to. I want to do my whole back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to. That's the answer.
I think tattoos are
you
so sexy.
You can't argue with I want to.
No, you can't. You can't. Well, mainly I want to do my back because I want to cover my scars.
Yeah. What scars?
I have scars all over my back.
Oh, yeah. You said something like that, right?
Yeah, all over my back.
Remind us why?
I got surgery.
Surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the BBL.
Okay.
So I have like one huge scar in the middle of my back and two right above my butt cheeks from where they inserted the fat.
Uh-huh.
So I really would like to cover those. So I'm thinking about doing my back, but it's like the back, I guess, is the worst. Like I heard it's painful.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know why people go through that, you know? I would never have a tattoo. Not because of the pain, just because it's too permanent. What if I change my mind? It's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely gotten a few cover-ups.
Yeah.
Like my ass tattoo is a cover-up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, when I was 18, I got drunk and I got the most hideous tattoo. And the only thing that would work is if I covered my whole butt cheek. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to cover my butt cheek with something that doesn't mean anything. So I'm part Native American. So I got a Native American headdress.
Oh.
And most of my tattoos have to do with like Native American. Like I've got a feather on my hip, which is also a cover up.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to think of what I can do here because I want to cover this up so bad, but it's big and it's black.
Yeah. What is that?
It's Chinese symbols. Like, what the fuck? People are like, what does it mean? I'm like, symbols. Fucking sweet and sour sauce. I have no idea.
But you had it put on.
Yeah.
I don't, you sat through it.
Yeah, I have no
That's
idea.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. And it's horrible. And for me to get, they don't recommend black people or anyone of color to get tattoos removed because even if I got this removed, it's going to be the shape of the tattoo scarred.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
why?
All the ink doesn't come out. I don't know. The machine doesn't really work well with dark skin.
Huh.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to just cover it up. Because at first I was going to get my ass tattoo removed. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to...
Right.
I'm just going
to
cut.
I mean, to remove it, it's probably even worse than having it made.
And
right?
More expensive.
In the first place.
And
yeah.
More expensive.
Yeah. Why do it?
But I paid $10,000. No, I paid $8,000, I think, for my tattoo, my butt tattoo, and it's not even done yet. I probably have like another...
$8,000 for one tattoo?
Yeah, my butt cover-up was $8,000, and I'm not even done yet. I probably have another $4,000 to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's why I was like, all right, I'm going to take a break. Plus, I haven't been home. The artist is in Rhode Island, which is...
Plus, you don't have that kind of money right
no,
now.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not for tattoos. Mm-hmm.
I actually met this tattoo artist through the hockey player that I dated. Because that's where he got all his tattoos. So I guess I got one good thing out of their relationship.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that literally drew a bomb-ass cover-up. Like, as soon as he drew it and sent me a picture, I was like, yeah. I'm in. I'm all in on that.
Yeah.
But it was so painful. Like, I haven't experienced pain like that. And my doctor gave me numbing cream. Once that numbing cream wore off, though, holy shit. It was bad. Like, driving home was brutal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go through that? I don't know. I guess maybe it's worth it if you really want it. Then you sit through the pain. And then you say, well, what the hell? It's temporary, but
right.
Then it'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I think it's just beautiful, too, if you go to a right artist. Like, I've seen some tattoos on Instagram where I'm like, that is absolutely incredible. Like, there's just some really talented tattoo artists out there.
Yeah.
But they're also really expensive. Like, they're not people I'd ever be able to go to.
Right.
They're like $1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, see you never.
Yeah. Speaking about Instagram, you know, I'm reading a book now on influencers and stuff. And you're definitely at the place where you should be able to be making.
Well, you know what I just learned.
And I don't care what kind of followers you have, okay? But you have to figure out who they are. And if indeed it's women, then that's who you market to, you know?
Yeah, but you know what I just found out?
What did you just find out?
So, okay. So if you go to Instagram and you go to your page. All right, let me go to my front page. And you go to your analytics. So you go to like your insights.
Right.
It'll show you, like for me, I have 1,900,556 impressions in a week.
Like visits to your page?
It's impressions. So like people.
All of the stuff that you posted?
Yeah, that's okay. How many impressions I got for the week.
Right. Wow.
And then my reach was 175,190 in 3 days. So 175,190. Right. So my sister explained to me that that's between eight and 10. So if that's the case, you have to charge $10 every 1,000 person. So if you have 346,000 followers, you charge $10
per 1,000.
Per 1,000.
Right.
So I should be making like $3,000 per post.
Yeah. Wow. Per post.
Per post.
Okay. So what you need to do is...
I didn't know that.
You need a marketing mind that'll help you figure out. And it doesn't have to be things that... you necessarily want, you know what I mean? But things that you believe in, you know, things that you think and people would want, and do it, you know?
I've been like working with brands for like not even remotely close to that price.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, now that I know that that's how the analytics work, no one's ever lowballing me ever again.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen.
Because you're, so basically it's saying like, even if you post something and it gets no likes, like no views, it still has, like, for instance, let's see, this video,
like impressions
which,
right,
means
I
people are still looking at
it's going on. Well, it's going on their feed.
Yeah Okay, for instance, I posted a video last week. I'll hit view insights. It has 153,217 impressions.
Yeah So that's how many people how many times people saw it on their feed. And then if you click on it like video, then it's a view.
Yeah. So the views, I got 109,344 views, 19.2 people liked it, 197 comments, 2.2 thousand people saved it, and then it reached 153,217 people.
Yeah. Listen, you get celebrity type numbers and you got to do something with it, man.
Yeah.
You really do. It's something that people would pay a lot of money to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. And somehow you manage to do that, and what you got to do is turn it into money.
Right.
Because most people don't even get to 10,000. You know what I'm saying?
Like, even on this video that I uploaded the other day about promoting my YouTube video, it only got 23,444 views so far, but it has 51,970 impressions.
Right.
So that many people saw it.
But you see, you're playing with big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like to you, 10,000 likes is not enough,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, to me, what? If I get 10, I'm happy.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is that you're in a different league.
Right.
And you need to find someone who works with influencers, look it up, I don't know what, an agent or a marketer or something, but or you can do it yourself, you know, contact brands and stuff.
Right.
But you got to find out what your customers, not customers, but followers,
mm-hmm.
try to find out as much as about them as you can, you know, like the gender, ages, things like that, that they care about.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But don't sit on it anymore. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, you may not have it forever, but for now, you have a lot of followers.
Right. Right.
And you got to do something with it. You could make money, you know, and I was reading, so you got to blog, you know, you got to do it with connection with something else. Because on Instagram, you can't really say much, you know.
No, I do it with YouTube. Visual. I don't do blogs.
Right.
I mean, I'm a good writer, but vlog, I just, yeah.
You can do that. And do you cross promote those two and mm-hmm. everything?
Like when I just did my YouTube video, I posted a 1 minute clip just basically
promoting
it to say, click the link in the bio and go watch the video.
Yeah.
You know. But, like, I mean, if I start doing, now that I have lighting in my room, I still need to get the ring light, but I have that full-length mirror in my bedroom now with the LED lights, so it's easier for me to film.
Right.
So now that I have that, I can upload regularly. Like someone just offered me $550 to, like, do, like, a 3-minute video about their brand. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, do it.
I'll take it. Thank you.
You know? Yeah, just got to make sure that people know about you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of people do, but the sponsors, the advertisers need to know that.
Right.
And for them, it's worth it, you know, because you're reaching a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that they would love to reach,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but just always remember, don't take stuff that you don't believe in, you know.
No, yeah. And I'm definitely never taking anything for less than what I deserve on my page, because I didn't know it worked like that on Instagram. I'm like, because... there's been a couple times where me and Gabby got really low offers for posting. And I was like, huh, they're like, that doesn't seem right. Because there's people with less followers than me making like way more money than me on Instagram. And I never understood it. It's because I've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
That's because I don't have like a agent or publicist being like, no, that's not what she's getting paid for her post.
And what about tagging like people that you would want to be attracted to you as far as sponsors and stuff?
What
like
do you mean?
That. Do you tag those companies you're interested in?
No, I don't reach out to anybody.
Well, you should.
No, that devalues
you. No, but I'm not saying... No, you can just say, like, let's say if you're wearing something, you can just tag them there, you know, say this is, you know, such and such.
I mean, I do that with brands that I work with, but not brands I don't work with. Like, if I go out and I buy a shirt from somewhere, I'm not going to my Instagram and tagging you because you didn't pay me for that.
No, that's true. But then you can attract their attention to you.
No.
No?
Nope. I think once you, like...
I think they would.
No,
because otherwise they may not know about you.
Lately, I've been posting a lot of what I'm wearing because it's brands that I've been working with forever, you know?
Okay.
So I'll post them because it's like these brands, you have to be at like 500,000 and verified to get paid. I'm not there yet, but they send me free clothes.
I see.
So I'll promote them on my page. But because I promote them on my page, other brands are reaching out to me for paid posts.
Good.
So, I mean, it kind of works out. Like, I mean, this brand might not pay me, but someone's going to see that post and be like, okay, we're going to pay you monthly to promote our clothes.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And I'll be better once I get verified.
Yeah. Oh, you're still not verified on Instagram? You have to have 500,000 to be verified?
No. You can have like 20,000 and be verified.
Really?
Yeah. You could have like 500 and be verified.
So what does it mean, though? I mean, why won't they verify you, for example?
I have my manager working on it right now because me and Gabby we just made a joint page. So we want both of our pages verified plus our joint page. Because like when we get together and stuff, we're going to put all our joint content on that page.
Huh. Very interesting. So maybe you need to know someone.
He knows people. Yeah. I think you need a plug. Like you need to have like an agent or a manager or something to be
or
like,
or someone
hey.
Inside the company, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
Like people always say, well, I know someone at Twitter. They'll get you verified.
I've been verified on Twitter since I was 22.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Okay, hello. Why is it taking it so long to? Yeah. I need to get my YouTube verified too.
Yeah.
My YouTube's not verified.
Does that increase your value if you get verified?
I think so.
Huh. Okay, well, whatever.
And more people reach out to you on Instagram when you're verified.
Yeah.
It changes a lot.
Hmm. Well, I'm learning more about it, so mm-hmm. we'll see. But I'm never going to have the chances. Someone has been on the Bad Girls Club. All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. Everybody have a great weekend. Danny, try to stay out of trouble.
Always.
And we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.